the power of desire, and what it says about us. It's Our Talk on KCRW. Contemporary American culture has a complex, often contradictory relationship with beauty and the female body, whether it's in magazines, on television, or on the web. And that's exactly what artist Marilyn Minter is known for exhibiting. KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohojoska-Phillips says she's seduced by her retrospective, Pretty Dirty, on display now at the Orange County Museum of Art. And she's here with me now for Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Seduced, huh?
Yes. Representations of femininity and sexuality at a grand and glorious scale.
Who is Marilyn Minter? Do people know who she is?
Well, people in the art world certainly do, but you'll see a new side of her when you go down to this show. First of all, there are these black and white photographs of her mother, perfectly coiffed and made up, that she took in the 1970s, though her mother is lying in bed in most of them, in her flat at the Coral Ridge Towers in Florida. And this sort of interest in her own appearance, you can tell this is something that really had an effect on Minter as she became an artist. And she escaped Florida and went to Syracuse University, and then from there straight to the East Village in the early 80s, where all the young galleries were coming up, and she showed there.
She showed there. The power, I think, Hunter, of desire is central to her work, is what I'm gathering from you. And how has that central theme, do you think, evolved over the years? You said she took pictures of her mother in bed, all coiffed. I mean, how has that evolved, do you think?
Well, you'll see down there, the early work, there are these little paintings of food and little paintings of pornography, very graphic. And these were extremely controversial, even in the East Village when she showed them, because feminist critics thought them as pandering to male desire. And instead of retreating from that, as many artists would, she actually bore down and went deeper and deeper into that issue, how feminine sexuality is represented in the mass media. And of course, that itself has changed from fashion magazines and beauty magazines to the internet. And she has grown, her work and her representation of it has grown exponentially.
Has she always worked as a painter?
In this show, there are lots of paintings, but what she does is she works from photographs. She did some stints as a commercial photographer and learned those incredible techniques. You don't actually see an entire person. These aren't portraits. You'll see big red bulbous lips covered with lipstick. You'll see eyes completely made up in heavy turquoise eyeshadow. But instead of representing perfection, it's the imperfections that she looked for. So the red lipstick is caught on these shiny white teeth, or you'll see clots of mascara onto the lashes. So they're actually quite off-putting instead of being alluring. And yet you absolutely understand that these came from the kind of glossy magazines that are meant to draw us in and make us buy things. And as her work has evolved, she started working on a larger scale with teams of assistants who all paint on these with enamel on metal, and then they finish the works with fingerprints, like just barely touching the surface of the painting to give them a rather soft, seductive quality.
Well, Marilyn Minter's retrospective, Pretty Dirty, is on display at the Orange County Museum of Art in Newport Beach. It goes on through July 10th, through the middle of the summer. Hunter Drohojoska-Phillips with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.